If we have a peaceful mind all the time, as many of you know, we are happy all the time. If our mind is not happy, if we are worried or anxious in some way, then we are not happy. So we Buddhists, we understand that real happiness comes from inner peace, peace of mind. And this is not something that arises naturally without effort. We need to put some effort, put some energy into developing and maintaining a peaceful mind. And having benefited from your own effort in this way, then you can show this example to others. You can simply live a peaceful and happy life with your family and your friends. You can spread the benefit of Buddha's instructions indirectly through your example, through your happy and joyful example, which is coming from your peaceful mind. So this is like a temporary benefit of engaging in meditation practice or practicing Buddha's teachings. The ultimate benefit is that we can discover the real meaning of our human life. The real meaning of our human life is not merely to enjoy ourselves, not merely to be successful in our business or to have a family, to have a good reputation, or whatever. These are things that we need, maybe. Maybe we need a good reputation, maybe we need a good job or something like this. But what we really need is to find the meaning, the real meaning of being a human being. And that is to realize our full potential as human beings. All sentient beings possess, we say, Buddha nature, or the potential to become a fully perfected person. We say a fully enlightened being, someone whose good qualities have reached perfection, and there is no further room for improvement in that person's good qualities. Then we say that person is an enlightened being, a Buddha. That person has fulfilled their wish to find pure and everlasting happiness, and they also possess the capacity, the ability to help all other living beings do the same through their example, through bestowing blessings, and particularly through manifesting or emanating as spiritual teachers or spiritual centers or books or bread or whatever people need, whatever living beings need, an enlightened being, due to their power, their mental power, they can manifest whatever living beings need. So we need this. We need this capacity, this ability, in order to help our family and our friends overcome their pains and their sufferings, their problems, are not going to be overcome through external methods. It is only through internal development that they can do this. And we can encourage them to do this, both whilst we are temporarily improving ourselves through developing peaceful mind, and then ultimately by reaching our full potential, becoming an enlightened being. So enlightenment sounds very high, doesn't it, for us? We are thinking, well, I'm feeling a bit grumpy today. I'm feeling a little bit unhappy today. And here he is encouraging us to become an enlightened being. Well, yes, of course. Even grumpy people can become enlightened beings. Especially angry people can become enlightened beings. If it were impossible for people with delusions to become enlightened beings, then Buddha Shakyamuni would never have become enlightened. Buddha Maitreya would never have become enlightened, because once upon a time, they were just like us, same. Ordinary, boring, sentient being with our problems and so forth. So we should take courage, you know, we should be encouraged. Just inspire ourselves, encourage ourselves to believe and to realize that we have this potential.